All right.
Hello.
Listen, no think kidding. About this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
So I'm not going to have time for the Tom Cruise 10 best and 10 worst movies, but I do want to say that you try and find out how many movies he's been in. Like, it doesn't matter where you go online, you will get a different answer. Anybody want to take a wild guess, see if you nail what AI said or what this particular story said, or
how many movies has Tom Cruise done? 50.
27.
27?
50.
Can you say 50?
51.
Okay, it's either 45, 52, or 71. Those are the answers, but no one knows. And all of them are from legit sources.
You know what I think of? Remember when Hooman made that movie? This is a guy who used to be on the show, if you're new to the show. And he made a movie.
Yeah.
And he funded it. I don't know how. But, you know, he put money into it. He got an actual cast of people and real. That Gina Rowlands, who's a superstar.
Yeah.
Made a movie that no one ever saw.
Yeah.
And got paid for it.
She's the old lady in the Notebook, by the way, every girl listening.
And the guy from, he was in Dennis Leary's fireman show, Rescue Me.
Mm-hmm.
There was another guy from Rescue Me.
He plays a VP of a corporation.
These guys go and do movies in their downtime, get paid full price, and these movies never see the light of day.
Oh, actually, I'm thinking of a different movie made by the same group of people. I don't think I know who the Rescue Me guy was, the other dude, the other main character in that movie.
Oh, okay.
The one you're talking about. Yeah. I was thinking of someone completely different.
Anyway, there's probably more movies that we don't know about is my point. That mm-hmm. they make something and then they get their check and
right.
then that thing really doesn't see the light of day. It's put together and they go, this is crap. Now
so
what do we do?
In this particular story, they're saying he made 45 movies. And I guess what they mean here is he starred in them. So they say here, and you tell me if you agree, that his worst movie he's ever made is Rock of Ages, which I actually really enjoyed. And his best movie ever made was Born on the 4th of July.
I think he got an award for that. Yeah. And I didn't even see it.
So they're saying, and I'm not going to get through all of these things, but they're saying his Tom Cruise's best movies of all time are Born on the 4th of July, The Color of Money, Magnolia from 1999, A Few Good Men, Jerry Maguire, Rain Man, Edge of Tomorrow, which is such a good movie. And that is Emily Blunt at her finest. Interview with the Vampire from 1994, Mission Impossible, the first one from 1996, and Risky Business is number 10.
I'm sorry, was Top Gun not on that list?
Top Gun is like in the teens.
No.
Yep.
Nice list. Yeah. Bogus.
Maddie, do you think the original Top Gun or Maverick is better?
The original.
The original is great.
I was just reading stuff about Tom Cruise this morning, and one of the stories I saw was, well, there's two stories. Amy Poehler was saying that she learned what she doesn't like in a guy by watching Tom Cruise in The Outsiders. And I went,
that's a great
who
movie.
Even remembers that movie?
Pony
she
Boy.
Clearly does.
Stay Golden, Pony Boy.
And she was like, I don't like a guy who does flips or the splits or like gymnastics.
So she's
type.
Not a Benson Boone girl.
She's not into that at all. And she said she watched Tom Cruise do flips in the movie. And then there was a second story to that, which was Rob Lowe talking about it. And he said, who is that? Coppola? Coppola was trying to get everyone to learn to do a flip. And Tom Cruise was the only one that figured it out and nailed it and was throwing them all over the place and getting, and he was like, you could tell Tom Cruise was going to be a huge star. Wait, we were kids and he had the drive to keep practicing the flip to make Francis happy so he could throw a flip in the movie.
That's
and I just,
so funny.
I don't even remember it.
When did The Outsiders come out? Oh. Was that like?
I would have been in seventh or eighth grade because I remember all the little girls that I was in school with, loved all those boys.
You're saying 83 for that? Mm-hmm. Because that's also when Risky Business came out. So that's like just the tip of that guy's career right there. They say his 10 worst are the Jack Reacher movie, Never Go Back from 2016 is in there. It's the third worst. Another Jack Reacher.
And then I read another Tom Cruise, like they were all just cascading at this point. Tom Cruise, one of Tom Cruise's favorite characters that he wants to relive is from, is it Tropic Thunder?
Oh, yeah. He's so good in that.
He's like, that's a character I want to do another movie about.
He plays like a scuzzy record exec.
Yeah.
Movie exec.
Unrecognizable. Yeah.
Yes. You don't even know it's him unless you, he's got like a kind of a fat suit on.
And then he dances his way out of the, like at the end, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. He's excellent in that. That movie is so wrong. I can't recommend it to anyone. One of my favorites. I love that movie.
By the way, so 1983, wrong. He also put out All the Right Moves, which is one of my favorite movies.
How funny.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.